She looks a little bit one-paced. She's very, very game, and maybe being one-paced on this ground here today, I think she's the way to go. She'd run a very nice race at Newcastle on debut on a soft track, so I've got her on top of it. She wins. Five dress rehearsal. Not a bad run first up in a strong maiden here recently. El Venetian won the race, and I think it shows a fair bit of promise. I thought of the others, number seven, Everly Girl, beaten at Wagga last start, but I don't think she's the roughest here. She's been around the running most of her runs, back to a home track, and we'll throw in number six, Drop the Hammer. Two runs have been pass marks, I'd have to think, and I think she might be one that's coming here a bit fitter here today. So 4, 5, 7 and 6, the favourite does look the winner.
Okay. On a heavy 10, you found a couple of horses that should cope with it.
We're hoping, Andrew. We're hoping. I thought race one, number seven, Brook Magic, can get through the ground. And I think I didn't make her a good thing, but I think she'll win race seven, number one, Florence Hill. Do you need some quaddy numbers, mate?
If you want to, yep.
Okay. We've gone number race 5, 6 and 2. Race 6, I've thrown in 4 here. I've gone 10, 6, 8 and 5. Race 7, 1 and 3. And race 8. 4 and 5. I think it comes to about a total of $32 or $40 or something. So we'll keep it pretty light on there.
Yep, understand. All right, mate, we'll hear you right through the day. Let's hope those showers and rain stay away from Kembla.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Wayne. Wayne Harris looking at Kembla. Safe, but on a heavy 10 down there. Let's hope, as I say, the rain stays away from both Kembla and Randwick. In a moment, our Paul Joyce preview of Randwick Racing.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
And the DFO Homebush Big Brand Sale is now on. Enjoy even further discounts on Coach, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger and more. Hurry ends on Monday. Visit dfo.com.au. Mention for your car accident on the M4. Just 1K west of Wallgrove Road has just been cleared, but it has left very heavy traffic westbound. And a car accident at Maze Hill on the Great Western Highway at Burnett Street, Shanes Park, flooding on Stony Creek Road. Let's close the road in both directions. Keep calm and love your local at Marketplace Leichhardt. Parking and convenience with Woolworths, Target and Aldi, plus fashion, beauty, health, lifestyle and cafes. On Marion Street, see website for more. I'm Ian McRae, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
If you buy a new fridge or washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your fridge or washer free. We'll unbox it and unpack it free. We'll take away the packaging free. And Mum will take away your old fridge or washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tip for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full-service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Asco and Miller. Delivery areas and times are subject to terms and conditions. See in store or bingley.com.au for full details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, you're going to get the latest for Randwick coming up with Paul Joyce at 10:30, the Harness and the Greyhounds. Peter Allis will join us at about 5 to 11. Start looking at Adelaide Racing just a few minutes earlier than normal. Steve Moran, Simon Dinopoulos and all the racing action, because it all starts early today, particularly up north at Doomben at 11:20. And for Randwick, it starts at 11:30. Well, I have it all covered right through Racing HQ, and let's go out and have a chat with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Is Quinny there at the...
Yes, yes, he is.
Good morning to Quinny, and good morning to all the punters.
Yes, it is. Leading the way race day out there, and we've spoken with Mark Van Gestel on air about 15 minutes ago. It's obviously cloudy, but the track has improved because that heavy rain from this morning, there's been nothing since then virtually.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Look, I'm just walking up the way now myself, the Royal Randwick. The gates, of course, are just opening for members and for the public very short. The rain has stopped, but obviously overcast, so urging everybody to get out here quick, get under cover, get into a nice comfy spot. And as you've said, with Mark Van Gestel and the Vesh, that track is really handling that this heavy rain extremely well. A real nod to the renovation that they did way back in November with the sand slitting. And the leading the way race day, Andrew, another outstanding example of racing in the ATC, getting behind a great cause. It's for Aboriginal Housing Company. They've got great ties in not only this local area but across Sydney. And punters can look for those flashy silks. There's about 6 sets of them, Andrew, with the wonderful patterns for the Aboriginal artists and something for everybody to remember and have a look at and bring some recognition and hopefully raise a few dollars today for that great course.
Yeah, exactly, and they'll be auctioned through the day out there as well. And we always, in the racing industry, we want to help everybody, and today we're helping this new charity initiative leading the way out there. Thanks a lot, Brett. Good luck today, and let's hope those showers stay away.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Nick Quinn is here. From tab.com.au. Morning to you, Nick.
G'day, Andrew. Really good program at Randwick today, but obviously plenty of eyes will be on Doomin as well. There's been some spirited betting activity in the three group ones on the program, but obviously we'll be keen to make a couple of coins at Randwick today, and what better man to help us do it than the great man himself, Paul Joyce.
And he's online now, and Paul, good morning to you. It hasn't rained. They've only had 0.6 of a millimetre since 6:30, but the damage was done when I was getting up between 5 and 6 a.m. It absolutely dumped down 23 millimetres.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Morning, Quinny. Good morning to all the punters. Exactly right, Andrew. It's scattered showers, isn't it? We get 20 minutes, half an hour of sunshine, and then a really heavy dump from a shower. So that's pretty much the order of the day. The good thing is we know we're on a heavy 10, so we've found the mudlarks. At least we've found the mudlarks of the ones that are still in the fields.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot of scratchings. Quinny, this first race, only four runners here at 11:30.
Yeah, Champagne Cuddle's the new favourite, though, and clearly the best backed in the opening race on the program. Now an even money favourite from Lipizzana, second elect at 260. Pimble 6 exceed the night, the outsider of the small field at $10. Lipizzana and Pimble both go forward. Joycey, who do you have leading this race on the program?
Yeah, look, probably Lipizzana. Quinny, barrier one, probably gives her the edge over Pimble, who's drawn the outside of the four gallopers. But you're right, those two will settle 1-2. Exceed the night, Champagne Cuddle's just in behind them. Look, I've gone 5, 4, 2, and 6 for what it's worth. Number five, Lipizzana on top from that inside gate. She's got the soft track experience. The three runs on soft 5, 6, and 7 rated tracks, and she's always finished in the top three. Obviously, she won her last start at Canterbury on a soft 6. And she beat some good horses in that field. There was plenty of depth to that midweek race. So I'll go with the 5 Lipizzana to beat the 4 Champagne Cuddles. The money's come for her. She's only had the one start. She won convincingly on top of the ground. Her recent trial was on a soft 5. So we haven't seen her yet in these really heavy conditions. That's the only query I've got with her. 2 Pimble. He's a schnitzel. He's won on a soft 7. That's a big plus and exceed the night. Well, she's been to the races once. She was a very unlucky third on a soft 7, so I wouldn't rule any of these out. Mm. I'll go 5, 4, 2, 6.
Righto, that's the first at 11:30. What about race 2 here, Nick, over the 1,100?
In Times of War's been popular, the 390 favourite. Best guess, the second elect at 5. They've got Katagan 550. Memes has had a little bit of interest, a $6 quote. Well, difficult to get at double figure odds, has attracted some support now in to $12. It does look a tough race to pick the winner in, and it probably looks a tough race to do the speed map for, Joycey, because we've got probably Best Guess, Memes, Conchita all going forward here.
Exactly, Quinny. That's my speed map precisely. Conchita will lead. She's really speedy, and from barrier one, she'll go to the front for Deanne Tanya. I've got no doubt about that. Best Guess, Brent Abdullah's got the option there to drop in box seat or take a trail, because Memes, the other galloper you mentioned, she's blessed with plenty of early pace. So I expect her to be up outside Conchita in the early stages. Difficult to get the other runner that could go forward. I'm going 4, 3, 5, and 7. I just can't get away from Best Guess here. I think the $5 is a great price. He's a big, strong three-year-old for Chris Waller. We've seen him on heavy tracks and on soft tracks. He's handled it on each occasion. Probably last start at Canterbury was his best performance to date when he led throughout and gave nothing else a look in there. I just think getting that trail today up on speed is going to be hard for anything to get past him in these conditions. And number 4, Best Guess, gets the nod over stablemate and favourite in Times of War. You can't knock what she's done. 7 starts in the Quinella, 7 occasions. She'll appreciate the solid tempo up front, but we've never seen her in a real heavy track. She's been on soft tracks 4 times, and obviously she's never finished outside the top 2. So she's a definite danger. Number 5, Memes. I prefer if she got her own way in front. I was on her last start at Rose Hill when she just got run down late there behind New Universe. She'll give a great sight. And the 7, Jenico, if you're looking for a real outsider, she could improve sharply off that first up run in the Denise's Joy, where she just got a long way back there off a wide gate. So I'll go 4, 3, 5, and 7, making Best Guess one of the best bets of the day.
Okay, and currently, what was it, Quinny? $5.
Spot on.
$5 for Best Guess, race to number four. To race three, the Tab Highway. Matt Dale scratched Il Bandito to run Clipper. We've got a couple of other nice ones, and I'm Imogen. It loves the wet track.
And has been the second best back runner today, I'm Imogen. Now, the support had been for Clipper, who got as short as $2.05 and was $2.80 earlier on in the week, but has just drifted out slightly to $2.10. There's been money around today for Nick Tock and I'm Imogen. I'm Imogen has been $9.50 into $6 with scratchings and deductions along the way, but Nick Tock's been the popular runner today, $5 into $4 after the scratching. So that's been the one that punters are looking at in the last hour or so. Do you think maybe might get an early lead, Joycey, and that's why punters are sort of steering towards Nick Tock?
Yeah, perhaps, Quinny. Obviously, the big query for him is going to be the heavy track. He's been 3 from 3 on good tracks out there in the West. Other speedrunners here would look to be, I'm Imogen, the horse Andrew and you just mentioned off the inside gate, and Conniving has shown plenty of pace for Maddie Dunn, so I expect her to be carving across and going on pace. Good tempo. I've gone 3, 6, 7, and 1. Anyone that listens to me regularly knows that Clipper's one of my horses. She's been good to us so far, winning 3 from 5, including first up in the Highway, where she never gave us any cause for concern there. I'm not jumping off today. I think coming back 100 metres on this really heavy track is probably a real positive thing for her, and we've identified good speed in the race. So Tim Clark, similar to last start, can just let them go in front, take the trail, and then the very promising Clipper can give them the slip turning for home. Number 6, I'm Imogen. Andrew's spot on there. She loves a heavy track, so these conditions suit her. She comes right into play. She is first up off a very long spell, though, so that's always difficult on a genuine heavy track. The 7, Mr. Pumblechook. He's only had one run on a soft track. He's an interesting one because his pedigree says he'll get through it, and he's trained by Cody Morgan up there at Tamworth. So a big watch on the 7. And I've got number 1, Ocean Grand, in for 4th at a bit of value. His heavy track runs are a lot better than they read when you look at his stats. He's had 2 tries and been unplaced, but both times were in strong highway races in town, and he was never beaten more than 3 lengths. So Ocean Grand could be one to throw into your multis. 3, 6, 7, and 1.
Righto, that's the third race. We had plenty of international racing earlier today, and the Melbourne Cup joint favourite Red Cardinal, owned by Australian Bloodstock, got the money in the Belmont Gold Cup. It's on the way, Andreas Waller. It's got the feel of Protectionist. But it's $15 joint favourite, well off the Melbourne Cup, as we know, but it did win. And our very own Paul Blake Shin is at Arlington Park riding right now. He's about to go out and take his first ride. We'll try and get some results. The US race results can be a bit sluggish, to say the least. So I'm hoping we get something on his first ride between now and when we finish. But he's about to launch in the US.
Yeah, well, good luck to Blake. Obviously, he's gone over there to enhance his skills, and he loves to get out there at this time of year, doesn't he, and get around the world. So we'll all be wishing Blake Shin the best today.
Yeah, we will. And as I say, his first ride is due in about 5 minutes, but might be Russell Veach after 11 that might be updating on there. Let's have a look at the market now. Hey, Joycey.
Yes.
I love the comment from Peter Snowden much earlier this morning. He said, if any jock comes back, particularly Jay Minnison, says any horse is looking for further than 2 mile today, he's got problems because he's got 2 mile and he's got a heavy 10.
No, that's right, Andrew. It's going to be the battle of the fittest out there today on an absolute bog. So, yeah, I think if they get off and say they need more ground, they're going to be going a long way to find it, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll be searching well around the world. What's the market here, Nick?
It's a fascinating race because the money has come for the top 4 in the market. Broadside had been popular, 230 into 220, back out to 230. Soviet Courage has been the best back runner today, a 330 second elect. Richard of York, 750. My Psychiatrist, 850 with Plot Twist at 12. Broadside heads the market, and Joycey, I dare say, was probably one of the easier leaders to assess on the program doing the speed map.
Yeah, you'd expect so, Quinny, off barrier 1. My Psychiatrist could get into the mix, I suppose. She's led on occasion, and Richard of York doesn't mind leading. So there are a couple that could take it up, and even Soviet Courage has been known to go to the front, although I've mapped him to sit 3rd or 4th the fence. I've actually gone with Soviet Courage, 2, 4, 7, 1. Look, he's, to me, the foolproof horse here. We know he'll basically run the trip. He ran over 3,000 at Moonee Valley last prep when finishing 3rd, so we know he's been up to this distance range. He's won 3 from 6 on the heavy, and some of those have been bottomless tracks, which is what we'll get out here today. And he's obviously had the 3 runs back from a spell working up to this race. So, to me, he's the horse that's the soundest bet if you want to have a bet in this race, because the others have all got genuine queries. The four Richard of York, his big query is that his form dropped right off last start in that Mattel Cup on a soft track, which worries me going up in distance today to the 3,200. On the positive, he's had two starts in heavy for a win and a placing. Number seven for third, a Diamond Maid. If you're going for an absolute blowout, throw her in. She hit the line strongly over 2,200 last start, so it's a massive distance rise. But she can run decent races on her day. We saw her win the Adrian Knox at huge odds when she was a three-year-old filly. So if you're looking for an absolute blowout, the seven's the one. And number one, Broadside. Look, I couldn't get involved at $2.30 in the Mattel Cup. Look, he was run down convincingly with 53 kilos there. So it's not only a jump in distance, it's a massive jump in weight. And I just couldn't have him with the 58 kilos at that price. So I'll go 2, 4, 7, and 1. I'll be backing Soviet Courage to win.
Marvellous, marvellous coverage here on social media, Quinny. Some bag it and probably deserve to bag it, but already news on Blake Shin's first ride has come up on social media. He's run second on a $17 chance.
There we go.
And already copping praise for the ride. So Blake Shin, first ride in the US, comes up second.
Was that tweeted directly to you, or
no,
was that one of the people that you follow?
No, it might have been someone I follow. Or
in rare air to be followed by you.
Someone might follow me. Let's move. Do I follow you?
You do. I better do shut up, otherwise that might change.
I do now.
I'm one of the lucky 1,098 people that you follow.
He got filthy on me, Joycey, because I wasn't following him. I had to.
I think he actually blocked me after I gave his advice.
I don't think he'd be the first one to block you. He probably won't be the last.
No, I'll block a few these days. I'm starting to get narky with it sometimes. Race 5, the Herd Agency Handicap.
Yeah, Prometheus has been popular today, as Outback Rain, maybe the omen tip. Outback Rain was $15 when markets opened Wednesday and backed into 13, chipped away over the last couple of days, but today after the scratchings reopened $7, that's been snapped up, now a $6 chance and on the third line of betting. Prometheus heads the market at $4.40, and then the other runners that have attracted a little bit of specking, So Splendid has, now a $6 chance, and Vaucluse Bay an $8 chance, and Vaucluse Bay could be the likely leader here, maybe, Joycey?
Yeah, definitely, Quinny. The rest of the pace has dropped out of the race, which leaves Vaucluse Bay now the obvious leader. Outback Rain, I think she'll probably go forward and take up a spot from the gate, and the rest of them tend to settle midfield or back. Can you track down some price there, Quinny, for the 10 at Lord Kingsley? Because I'm going to put him on top. I've gone 10, 5, 7 and 2, and I'll be backing Lord Kingsley each way for a bit of a blowout result.
Okay, an $8 chance, so plenty of value there, Joycey.
All right, $8 Lord Kingsley. Look, his last start was terrific over this track and distance behind Monasterio. He got a long way back. He was badly held up in the straight, and he rattled home once clear. It was a $41 pop there. Obviously, that price has been well and truly knocked off today. And two runs before that at their Wagga Guineas behind Exocet, who's since gone to Adelaide and won a big race down there. He was unlucky that day again, flying home. So the only failure was that run in between, where he flopped behind Polaris Jack at Warwick Farm on a good track. But we're back on it heavy today. It was a soft last time. He's an I'm Invincible. Most of them get through it. So I'm just going to have a little gamble that Lord Kingsley, just that one little blip in the radar. Apart from that, I think he should be shorter than the $8 today. The 5 Mandalay Bay, you couldn't have missed this run last start. It was in the same form race. He stood in the gates, missed it 3 lengths. He does have a habit of doing that, going through his Melbourne form. So that's a worry. But on a track like today, as long as he gets through the going, he should be able to make up that ground and figure in the finish. The 7, Outback Rain, interested to hear there's money for her because she looks like a genuine wet tracker to me. Never been placed on a good track, but on a soft track, she's had 4 starts for a win and 2 placings. And the 2, Vaucluse Bay, well, he's been promoted due to the fact that there are no leaders in the race now, and even though he's never raced on a soft or heavy track, he should get a picnic out in front. So this is a tough one. I've gone wide, 10, 5, 7 and 2.
And that, by the way, the big six today is the projected pool. They did total 175,000 predicted, but there's been a heap of scratching, so it would probably come under 175. But don't forget that's the pool today. Race 4, the big six starts at 115. Race 6, what price are they betting Dagny here now, Nick?
A $4 favourite, has been a little bit soft in the last half an hour, out from 380. The support has come for Heavenly Anna and also Yuma Desert. They've been the two popular runners today. They're now both at $4.60. But the way the money's coming for them, and Dagny just a little bit of a drifter, I will be fascinated to see what happens with the marketplace as the races approach. Labdian on the next line of betting at $5.50. Then it's double figures or better the rest. Joycey, thought this was one of the harder races to assess, and I dare say doing the speed map might have provided a couple of little interesting runners here.
Yeah, for sure, Quinny. Look, Ilmea Destino, she's a speed mare, and she's going to cross and lead this race fairly easily, I think, for Deanne Pannier. So we've seen Deanne do this on heavy tracks where she just gets away with some easy sectionals and they can't get her because of her weight claim, and I think that will definitely be a chance today if you're an Ilmea Destino fan. The only other runners that will go forward look to be basically Dagny and perhaps Yuma Desert if she jumps. So not a lot of pace in the race. So I've settled on numbers 3, 5, 11 and 4. I do think Dagny can make the most of this lack of pressure up front. She's got a lovely gait. She usually jumps well. She can settle. I've got a second trailing the leader here. And look, she was a bit disappointing last start at Rose Hill when she was favourite. There were no excuses there. But her form before that was consistent, including a win on a heavy track at Warwick Farm 4 starts ago. And she won easily that day. So I find it hard to get away from her. And I think the $4 is a good price considering the way the race will be run. The 5 Ilmea Destino, as I said, she'll take some catching. She's won twice on heavy tracks. I've seen Deanne Pannier do this at Randwick on those bottomless tracks. So if you're a fan of Deanne's, follow her today. Number 11, Tennessee Hussey, an absolute muddy. She's had 6 starts on heavy tracks, 4 placings, and all up, she's had 21 starts on soft and heavy tracks and finished in the money on 15 occasions. So she's massive overs. And the 4, the best of the rest here, Heavenly Anna. Well, she's had 4 starts on heavy for 2 wins and a placing, so she gets through it. I'll go 3, 5, 11 and 4, willing to gamble on Dagny, but definitely saving on Ilmea Destino.
Stewards, updates coming through here on your fancy back in race 2, best guess, preference for horse to be ridden with cover. Best guess, preference for horse to be ridden with cover. And Soviet Courage in race 4 to be ridden more forward. More forward today, Soviet Courage in that Stayers Cup. Some stewards updates there. To race 7, this market's probably a fresh one, Nick, with a lot of scratchings in the June Stakes.
Yeah, it certainly is. So basically the 2 best backed runners in terms of the holds, because the fluctuations do go out the window a little bit, are Cadero and the Monster, both at $4.60 and $5 respectively, and top the market from Ins and Outs $5.50, Feline 6, Grinders A 6.50, Mr. Manhattan 10 with Wouldn't It Be Nice, and Old Man Sam, the outsider of the field, at $11. So you could basically throw a tissue over the market. Obviously, there'll be lots of betting activity between now and race time. From a speed perspective, Joyce, do you have Ins and Outs or Old Man Sam leading here?
Yeah, Old Man Sam off the 1. The Monster will definitely press forward, Quinny, and you've nailed the other one, Ins and Outs. So they're the 3 I've got going forward, with Felines taking the trail. That's how they map. Should be a genuinely run race. I've gone 7, 8, 11 and 2 with the 7 on top, Cadero. Look, he was impressive last start. He's never been one of my horses as such, but he's now won 12 career starts. He loves these soft and heavy tracks. And last start at Randwick, look, he sat deep. He was widest throughout. It was a strong field. And Jason Collett just gave him the slip turning for home, and he motored past them to win convincingly. Clary Connors thinks he's got the horse right. He's obviously had a few issues in his career, but he's now won 3 of his past 7. So it's fair to say he's going better than ever. And the money suggests he'll be winning again today. So 7 Cadero on top of the 8 Ins and Out. Good second up stats. Obviously great stats on heavy and soft tracks. And he makes his own luck by going forward and gets in very well at 53 kilos today. Number 11, Mr. Manhattan. I think he could be the knockout here second up. If they overcook it up front, he'll be the one rocketing home. He gets through the soft and heavy. And number 2, the Monster. Well, we've seen him win on soft tracks before. He's won 7 of 14 on soft. But interestingly enough, he's never raced on a heavy track. So you'd have to assume he'll get through it. I'll go 7, 8, 11 and 2 in the June Stakes.
Race 8, the South Juniors Handicap. We had Trent Busselton on our preview interview hour between 7 and 8. And the one thing that Trent said is that they've been looking for a heavy track, and they're certainly going to get that today.
Yeah, they certainly are, with Curra, who's the $5 second elect. Nothing Box heads the market at $4.80. Downstown Charlie, $5.50. Birds of Tokyo's been popular, 6 into $5.50 in the last half an hour or so. It was a $7 chance when we woke up this morning. More Energy, Best of the Rest at $8.50. But there's been good support for most of the runners at the pointy end of the market. It might be a bit of a race that punters are having a little bit of a hard time getting a handle on. And Joycey, the speed map will be fascinating as well, because I dare say some of the runners at the pointy end of the betting might have a little bit of trouble getting a nice run in transit.
Yeah, it's a tricky one to map, Quinny, because we've got form lines from everywhere here. Birds of Tokyo's won an interesting one, because she's been up to Randwick before on these bottomless heavy tracks and won, and she's done it from the front. So I've actually mapped her leading this race. Imperial Aviator's a query, having its first run in Australia. It's shown pace at its trials. Gaywater S. Adrian Bott train, so I expect him to roll forward. Wildflower down the bottom there at the weight, it definitely will go forward off the gate. And the other horses that can race forward include Nothing Box and Even Loving Home. So that's pretty much how I've mapped it. Numbers 8, 12, 2, 5. I'm going with the 8, El Novio. Big odds, Quinny. You can track down the latest price for him. Chris Waller trained. Look, he's got great wet track stats on soft and heavy. He's had 10 starts all up for 3 wins and 4 placings. He's had 2 runs back from a spell over shorter trips. So he gets up to the 2,000 today, which is his ideal distance. Proven wet tracker. And I just think he's the galloper that's probably slipped through the cracks in the marketplace. So, Quinny, what price have we got? 8 El Novio.
$13, Joycey.
Beautiful. Well, I'll back him each way in this race at the $13. To beat the 12 Birds of Tokyo, she will relish these conditions come this stage of the day. She'll be out in front, lightweight, roll along, and she'll be very hard to get past. The 2, Curra, very interested to see him on the heavy, as Andrew said. 3 from 4 wins on soft. Never seen him on the heavy, but pedigree says yes. He's a Kiwi, and obviously the trainers are saying yes as well. So number 2, the Curra, an absolute must for all of our multis. And the 5, Nothing Box. Well, 4 starts ago at Warwick Farm. He tackled a heavy 10 track over a mile, and he absolutely cruised home. He hasn't really lost form since then, so there's no reason to leave him out either. 8, 12, 2 and 5 in race 8.
And the last race here, the rider for 16-star Reflections is Jay Ford. And we've got a further Stewart update coming through on Bratislavia to be ridden midfield, if possible, in this last race. Quinn? Quinny?
That's fascinating, because I reckon a lot of speed maps would have had Bratislavia potentially challenging Clear the Beach for the lead. So I wonder if that might help the favourite get its own way in front. And Clear the Beach is the $5 favourite. Bratislava, a $5.50 second elect. Knit and Pearl, 7. Paint, 8. Kanachi, 9 with Star Reflection. Then it's double figures or better. The rest, the Toppy Gold Ambition has been the best-backed ruffian in the race, 26 into 19. But does that news that you just heard, Joycey, affect your speed map for the lucky last on the program?
With Bratislava, probably not too much, Quinny. He has gone forward in the past, but I thought today off Farrier 1, they probably would allow a few of these other speed horses to cross. So no surprise there. Bratislava probably 5th or 6th defence. The on-pace runners look to be Paint, Kanachi. The horse you mentioned, Clear the Beach, has got to get across all of those. And also Brigadoon Rise, she can race forward if she jumps. So still genuine pace in the last. Look, it's a tricky one to close out the quaddie. I've gone a bit wide. I've gone 14, 6, 13 and 16. 14, Knit and Pearl on top. There's a few reasons I like her. Obviously, she's won twice in heavy. She's down in the weights with a claim, but she's rock hard fit. She's been up for an eternity. She's gone through these heavy tracks right through the basic end of the autumn into the winter, and she's run some terrific races, in particular a 4th behind Untamed Diamond on a heavy 8 at Randwick, where she was last on the turn and flew home. I don't think she'll get that far back today, and if she's within striking distance on the turn, I'd be very happy to be on her each way. Number 6, Kanachi. Well, he is an absolute heavy track specialist. He's had the 3 runs back, so he'll be forward coming off a trial. Andrew Adkins gets a claim for him, and he'll be right on pace. The 13, 3 Sheets. I'll be cheering him if I'm alive in the quaddie. Big odds. I remember this horse winning a race at Randwick one day on a bottomless heavy for Robert Thompson. And no surprise, he's come down for the ride today. So a big watch on the 13 at odds. And number 16, Star Reflection, well, she struck a really heavy track here 2 starts ago, and she was just pipped by Military Machine when she rocketed home. So a good pickup ride there for Jay Ford in the last. 14, 6, 13 and 16. That'll be the way I'll finish the day.
Righto. Standout?
Standout, Andrew. Look, I'll go with Best Guess, race 2, number 4 at the $5. The Stewart's announcement you just gave us was basically exactly what we thought would happen. Let the leaders go, take the trail. So I'll stick with Best Guess, race 2, number 4 at the $5 as my best of the day.
Okay, and how are we playing the quaddie?
Well, we're closing our eyes and praying, I think, to get through this quaddie today. But look, these are the numbers. First leg, we're going wide, 3, 5, 11, 4 and 6. So that's 3, 5, 11, 4, 6. Second leg, 7, 8, 11 and 2. Third leg, 8, 12, 2 and 5. And we'll bring it home with 14, 6, 13 and 16. Look, that's costing $32 for 10%, obviously $16 if you want 5% of the dividend. I think it'll pay well, but it could pay really well. So hopefully the results fall our way. But I'd be playing a small quaddie today and hoping for a big result.
Understand. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk on Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Joyce and his preview for Randwick. Quinny, you'll be back in a bit over 35 minutes, 40 minutes with the latest.